Blog Talk Radio.
Ahead of me.
Just ahead of me right there. I can almost touch that shit, that 46 and 2.
You know what that means? You know what that's a reference to?
What that means. Why don't you explain what that means? Because 46 and 1 means you're retarded.
I was hoping that you would because I kind of forgot after all these years. It's chromosomes, right?
Chromosomes. So we got 46. If you're born with 46 and 1 means you're retarded. Mentally retardation. And 46 and 2.
Is that like Down syndrome?
No, I think we like straight up retarded people. Which, you know, I got to bring up a point. I don't see too many retarded people anymore.
You're just not around them. They're there.
Yeah. Interesting, because I feel like maybe modern science is, you know, like you see that ahead of time in pregnancy, be like, oh, I'm not going to have this retarded child.
You mean maybe they give people the option to abort?
Yeah, yeah. In which case,
or there's just better programs. There's better programs, I think, now for the retards. So they corral them more. They're not roaming the streets like they used to, you know?
I know, it's just terrible. absolutely terrible. But seems to be the truth, because I don't see the short bus picking up homeboy anymore. You know what I mean?
No, I do think there's better programs out there for them, because you know, like now they have more like intense stuff where the kids have to be around these handlers, like, you know, more often, like more times in the day. I remember sitting outside the Starbucks that we met at in Eastchester, and remember the shoe store right next door to it?
Right, yeah, the old man with the beard. And
yeah, the old man with the shoe store. Yeah, the shoe store guy.
Yeah.
I was sitting on his stoop, smoking a cigarette, and this lady and I guess this couple of ladies, and one of the ladies was trailing her son with her. She had her son by the hand, and they stopped in front of the shoe store, and he just picks up the side of his shorts and flops out his little wee wee. And just starts peeing on the side of the building.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and I'm standing there, and I'm just like, oh, I don't. Should I say something? I mean, is it?
No point, really.
I didn't. But before I could reconcile that in my head, which what was happening, she kind of jerked his arm, and he just dropped the pants, and they went on their way.
Wow. That's surreal.
I mean, I'm sure he got a couple drops on the shorts.
That's terrible. Yeah. But, yeah, I guess society has progressed a little bit. Getting back to the point, I guess 46 and 2 is, at least by tool, I don't know if it's a theory somewhere else, but... about evolution and going into becoming a higher being or something like that, at least supposed to symbolize. But it's funny that halfway there we're retarded, and one more chromosome, we're superhuman. So
where are we at? Like 1.5? Is that where we're at?
No, we're just at 46.
Oh.
You and I are 46 and 1 to get back to our. Yeah.
Oh,
retarded.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We dare to progress, but somehow fail miserably.
We got some stuff to talk about on the show. I'm not
nice.
Some stuff. It's mostly just things that I don't want to talk about. My heart's not in the show today. I'll tell you that ahead of time. We have to talk about. Yeah, well, first we get Christy. Christy sends me a message saying we should talk about the condescending thing that white people say. So she sent me a text like the other day. So then I sent out a group text to everybody saying that that's what we're going to talk about, and she acts like it's a fucking surprise. She's like, oh, that'll be an easy one. I'm like, bitch, of course it will. You're the fucking one who came up with this fucking surprise.
Does she not remember in between cutting deals? Where is she? Where is she?
Who knows?
Put her through.
Who knows?
Put her
who
through.
The fuck knows? I don't know. She's not here yet. Sure. Maybe she will be. Hopefully she will be, because she's the one who was pushing for the show this week. I could, to be honest with you, I could give less of a fuck right now. It's cold. It's gross out.
Baby,
it's like snowing.
Calm down.
It's snowing. I had to scoot home from the gym in the snow. That was fun.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know what, man? I'm fucking proud of you that you actually went there. That's not only does it take motivation, it takes balls to fucking drive a scooter when it's starting to flake out. Side a little bit.
Well, I mean, it wasn't flaking when I went there, but it was when I came out. That's, you know, I had to go home. Had no choice about that.
You couldn't sleep at the gym?
I couldn't sleep at the gym? No, I tried several times, but that's just, I guess, their policy.
Have you ever seen anyone doze off at the gym?
No. Not in all my years. I mean, to be honest, I've only been going to the gym really for the last like couple of years or so. You know.
So that wonderful physique is natural, huh?
I mean, the fact is that I spent the most when I was in like one of the, you know, during that time when you guys got married, and I was in pretty good shape. I was doing all that stuff at home.
What were you doing? Were you actually working out, or just because I know you were doing vegan shit?
I mean, I wasn't doing any cardio at all, but I was, yeah, I was like doing push-ups and lifting like homemade weights and stuff.
Homemade weights. What is it like?
Yeah.
Like what are the dudes with it? Like a pail full of cement and a bar?
No, actually, I think I might have had weights at the time. I might have had like barbells, dumbbells, whatever, the little ones.
Dumbbells.
What is a barbell? Is the big one, right?
I have no idea, man. I don't. Looking at my physique, do you think I know what a treadmill is and a difference between a treadmill and a barbell?
Yeah, I shouldn't expect you to know the difference. You barely know the difference between a burger and a sandwich. You just put everything in your face. It just goes. Nothing matters. It's just whatever's in front of you. You'd probably eat a fucking barbell if I put it in front of you.
I got some ketchup and it's, you know, soluble in my mouth. I'll do it.
No, I don't know. I just
her topic was it was patronizing thing that white people say.
Yeah,
and
condescending things that white people say.
Seeing that we're not black, can we speculate on what that might be?
You're more than welcome to. Like, I actually started to think about it a few times, and I came up with one. To be honest with you, I don't know, because I condescend to just about everybody because I'm a prick. I'm very, you know, like I'm just in general, I'm condescending. I'm being condescending right now. I just don't care. I don't care. You know, I'm condescending about the show that I'm doing, that I'm on right now. And it's fucking 6:12, and she's still not here. It's fucking unbelievable. She got ideas for the show she wants to do, and she's halfway into it. She's not here.
Halfway. I do remember a friend of ours, a black woman, saying how her white girl friends over the years have said, through sheer ignorance, just kind of oblivious things about her hair. You know, she's got you know, really curly hair, kinky hair, as it's referred to, and the white girls would just like, you know, oh, can I touch your hair? You know, like all weird type stuff. The only thing I could really remember. But it's like, are statements like that born out of ignorance? Is it necessarily ignorance when anyone's condescending?
It's born out of ignorance, but it's also like a half-assed attempt to some sort of understanding. It's also like the way white people interact with things that they don't understand is just terrible. It's
sometimes
just terrible.
Yeah, it's fundamentally different.
Yeah, it's just they don't want to actually understand it. They want you to kind of, you know, relate it to them somehow, make it about. You know, like, hey, can I touch your hair? It's not like, hey, you know, I'm very curious to as how your hair feels like, you know. Let me touch your hair, bitch. I niggers are fascinating. I want to know what their hair feels like.
That's, you know, and that's such harsh terms. That's exactly what it is. It's like, oh, the fascination.
Why do you need to know what their hair feels like? Like, why is that so important to you? Like, can you not understand another human being without touching their hair?
Yeah, you know, can't you just, like, break it down in your mind? Like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's different from me, and that's what it is, and why even go there?
Yeah.
It's odd.
Goddamn crackers.
But you're right, though. It's time to touch on, like, why people make it about them. And it's, you know, because of white privilege is talked about. Not, not enough versed enough, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, but it just doesn't. It just seems like white people that they can't learn about things without overstepping their bounds. Like they just don't,
Yeah.
you know. But anyway, the
Absolutely. But anyway, to
one
talk
of the
shit
things that
about
I
currency.
half-heartedly, the what?
So we should just probably just talk shit about currency and Mick for not showing up. They're on
Yeah,
Christmas
well,
hiatus, is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know. Apparently, Christie's got another trailer to sell. Fucking. I don't know. What is it? Half of this show are salespeople. You guys, like, I just find that so it's so disheartening to me. You guys aren't, the both of you, you're not selling things to people who have a need necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you may actually be doing that because, you know, people do need apartments and stuff like that. But the whole point of your job is not to fill a need. It's to make money.
It's to
sell. Like you're supposed to be selling to people even if they don't need it. That's where your job lies. Like it doesn't matter to you if they need it or not.
Are representing a seller. I think that helps a lot more truth. But most of the people I've helped, at least till this point, has been people buyers who are actually eager to go get a house, get a home for themselves.
And you try
the
to stay within
dream.
Their like price range and stuff. You don't try to like get the best deal that you can get.
No. That's the only thing I've fucking learned in real estate is get the deal that's in front of you. Don't ever try to be greedy. Because things
yeah.
don't go any way you want, that's for sure. So, if you try to push something on someone and they don't, they're not completely sold on it, they might make an offer, but then later they'll back out and you just lost your time, you wasted your time anyway. You know? There's no real
yeah.
point to just show them. Yeah, well, what I really do is just write a bunch of emails, though they coordinating visits for them. Tell them that they're not overpaying it because someone else, many people have paid the same amount.
Right.
That's about it. And then recommend a lawyer and, okay, that's about it.
A lawyer and a bank.
I know. Terrible institutions.
Two of the worst things in this country, and you have to recommend them. We have one of the things that I half-assedly want to talk about is Donald Trump. Some of Donald Trump's fucking staff picks for his cabinet. Like he tapped a guy who's a climate change denier to be the head of the EPA.
I know. Fuck. What's that guy's name?
If I did more than just cursory research, I tell you, I don't fucking know. And I don't really care.
He's just some fucking attorney general out of nowhere, middle America. It's like every fucking person he's put in there is just a disaster. Linda McMahon.
Well, it's not even just a disaster. It's like they go against whatever agency that they're going to head up. It's like they go against it.
Yeah. Even Linda McMahon.
Like Linda McMahon. Linda McMahon. She ran twice for Connecticut senator, twice and lost both times. Not even all her millions of dollars could get her fucking retarded ass elected in this state. He tapped her to be the head of the Small Business Bureau, the Small Business Agency. The former CEO of fucking WWE.
A huge corporation has no experience with small business.
Well, they did start out as a small business. They were a small wrestling company. Vince McMahon's father actually was the guy who ran it. He got into it. And Vince inherited it from his dad.
Now, did Vince McMahon wrestle, quote-unquote wrestle?
I don't know. I don't remember him ever actually wrestling. I mean, he has in the past. I mean,
yeah.
There's got to be some reason he's been doing all those steroids and looking so buff. Yeah. I mean, the guy is ridiculous.
It is. We talked about this in person, I believe. So he's fucking jacked, ripped, and like in the 60s.
I mean, he's not like crazy, like, you know, he's not super defined, but he is very big. Like, he's deceptively big.
He's there, absolutely. And at that age, that's not natural. You're not doing that because, you know, you have a normal hormone imbalance in your body.
I can't believe this bitch just put, like, she told me what we should do on the show, and I lined up all these things that she told me she should do, and she's not going to be on the show.
She just told me. Can't make it.
No, I mean, she didn't tell me. She's just not going to show up. She's later than she usually ever is. She's not showing up. We got 10 minutes left of less than 10 minutes left of time that she can call in. But yeah, fucking Linda McMahon, and then just, I don't know, this whole country, like the whole Brexit thing, that's everything's moving. I feel like the whole goddamn world is moving towards the xenophobic viewpoint, and I wonder if that's just like a backlash from all the refugees.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if, do you think that, yeah, like this in particular, like everything's kind of been influenced. Bear with me. I try to get the thought out. From the Syrian refugee crisis.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are. I mean, we don't really have a Syrian refugee problem in this country. Like, we're not.
No, no, no. But it's raging in Europe. Definitely,
in Europe, yeah, in Europe, it's a big deal.
Definitely a thing.
And
you know, it's on the news constantly, and people are afraid of. And people in the U.S. have been afraid of bringing them here. So, I mean, I'm wondering if that has had direct consequence on Trump being elected, and if they should have invaded Syria when they're all talking about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I know people are afraid that the Syrians are going to come here en masse. I know people are scared that. I mean, that's not going to happen under Trump. You know.
Yeah.
How did this happen? How did this happen, America? How did? Like, I've said for years and years and years that one of the biggest things I hate about politicians is that they talk so much and say very little. You know, because that is a hallmark of a politician. That's one of the things that they do. You know, and that's their job, is to just talk and talk and talk and say as little as they can, so that you don't really exactly know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's what they do is behind the scenes. They're not going to tell you up front what they're doing, exactly
what they're doing.
That's not the way politicians work.
Yeah.
But this guy talks more than any other politician and says even less than any politician that's ever been.
I mean,
startlingly more. Like, the contrast is really obvious. Like, because Hillary Clinton is one of those politicians that talks a lot and says fucking nothing.
Talks in circles. Talks in total circles.
This guy barely gives you anything.
Yeah, you're completely right. He there's going to be an interview on Fox where he says pretty much, I don't need briefings from the CIA. I don't need daily briefings from the CIA. intelligence briefings.
I don't need to hear this. I know. I was just reading the. I wish I had the transcript of that in front of me, because in it he says I don't need, for 8 years I don't need to hear the same things every day. I don't need to hear. And then he goes on to just pat himself on the back for making, you know, oh, Mike Pence is being, I'm being briefed, everybody's being briefed, Mike Pence is being briefed, Mike Pence, which is one of my good choices, by the way. I make good choices, you know, I always make the best choices. I make the best choices. I'm the guy who makes the best choices. I make the best choices. And Mike Pence is one of my best choices, because I make the best choices, because I'm that guy who makes the best fucking choices. This fucking guy.
Best choice.
That's all the meat of what he says. That's it. That's the meat.
He's jerking himself off in public. It's public masturbation is what he's doing.
As a matter of fact, it sounds like that's what you're doing. Why are you so out of breath? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Well, you sound like you're doing something.
No, I got a stuffy nose.
Oh.
Congested.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're masturbating, which I would chastise you for, because this is not the show to be masturbating. This particular show, I mean, this is the show. This show in general is definitely the show to be masturbating on, but this particular episode is not worth masturbating through at all.
Ready for now.
I don't understand how this guy says so little. He says so little. So little, man. I want to be able to talk like that. I want to be able to talk like that. To just give people nothing. Hey, Mike, did you do that thing? Well, I do the best things. You know,
I got to do.
I do things all the time. When I do things the best, I do them the best ways, I pick the best people to do the best things, and I do the best things, and that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do the best things, and I'm gonna have the best people to do those best things. That's just what it is. That's the way it is. I'm gonna do the best things.
And yet somehow that gives people confidence watching that.
I'm going to do that at work. Next time my boss asks me if I didn't. Did you do that? Did you, Mike, are you the one who put that order in? Well, I put in orders all the time, and I put in the best orders. My orders are the best. Everybody knows my orders are the best. Ask anyone.
You got to promise me to do the mannerisms too with the hands.
I can't promise you anything.
No. It's like...
I do the best mannerisms. I do mannerisms all the time. Everybody knows I have the best mannerisms. I just... Of course I'm going to do the mannerisms. Everybody knows I'm going to do the mannerisms. I tell everybody all the time I'm going to do the mannerisms.
That's pretty good, actually. I see your point. To a degree, a slight degree. It's like an updated, like Hitler practiced with a magician, his hand gestures to rile up crowds. And, it taps into that kind of, that zombie mesmerized, look at the leader waving his hand thing, Look at the way he talks. It's so, the overtures and the gestures that he makes.
It's just
flourishes.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I keep seeing, and it's true, is like he made fun of this one guy, I guess, that had interviewed him. It was a reporter that had the guy has like Parkinson's or cerebral palsy or something like that, and Trump made fun of him and did this shaking thing. And he was like, he didn't know he was coming or going. He was like, and like physically made fun of him on stage. Like that alone should have ended his fucking run. Like that, alone, making fun of a guy who has like fucking Parkinson's or whatever. Like the guy, of course the guy was shaking and stuff because he has a disease. Like that alone should have been enough to end this guy's run.
Somehow his poll numbers went up after that.
Begging the Russians to hack the DNC, to hack the DNC. Saying the Russians should hack the DNC. That's another thing. Should have ended his fucking... And they're saying that the Russians not only hacked the DNC, but they hacked the RNC. Do you see that shit? The CIA is saying that the Russians are behind this.
Yes, I know the CIA said yes that the Russians are behind the DNC, but I had never heard the RNC.
They hacked the RNC too. Yeah,
but they never released those because they had a preference, obviously.
Well, I think the RNC might have been more recent.
I see on the RNC.
Also, I read something that said that the Russians may have the RNC over a barrel about that stuff, which is why they're not really releasing much about it.
Interesting. So, I see. So they're keeping it quiet so that they can have a relationship.
Or they could they don't want to be hurt, burned by the information that the Russians would release to the public.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, believe this if you will, but when WikiLeaks released DNC stuff, I thought to myself, I wonder if Julian Assange is like trying to cut a deal with Donald Trump through back channels so that he can get out of his house arrest.
I don't trust him. I don't trust that guy.
No, I don't trust him. So, no, this is why I bring it up. There was a recent article that the UN finally ruled in Julian Assange's favor recently at post-election.
Right.
Where the UK and whatever the other country is, Switzerland or Sweden, cannot, you know, pursue to arrest him, basically.
Right.
And that he should be free to go. I don't know, you know, how it's going to play out, but, you know, that was a recent ruling. So, you know,
yeah, I don't think Trump would have any capability of doing that. I mean, I'm sure people in the RNC might have the pull, but,
yeah.
But it was kind of suspicious that he leaked those emails so close to the election, you know?
No, certainly. And
he doesn't seem the type of guy that it would go like that. He doesn't seem the type of guy to be ignorant of the fact of what that would do to the Democrats.
Exactly. You know, exactly. He knew that there would only be a positive for the Donald Trump candidate. And
yeah, I never trusted that guy. Like, I mean, it's due simply to the fact that a guy that's willing to, as good as it is that there's somebody willing to reveal all these, you know, all these dirty, dirty secrets that the government has been keeping from us. The person who's willing to do that is definitely not a person to be trusted. Just in general. I mean, that's...
Well, no, I mean, that's exactly what you're saying, yeah. Like,
you know, like...
Like, yeah, he is untrustworthy. That should be
like,
his name.
He may be doing a good thing, but by his very nature, he's untrustworthy. He's...
Yeah, I mean, that's what he is. That's exactly why I see what you mean.
You know, I mean, I guess we need some untrustworthy people in the world. You know,
so.
we need some.
Some fucking tattletale motherfucker running up to the front of class and like, we got some emails.
Like,
there.
You know, people call Edward Snowden a hero because he released like state secrets and stuff like that. And
snitch,
like, I respect him. I respect.
I love his accent. But I think out of principle,
I respect
I
that he
him,
did
like,
that, but he,
cafe,
but he's a snitch.
He's a snitch.
He's a snitch. At the end of the day, he's you know, snitches get stitches, man. That's
that's all right, man.
You know, he may have done the absolute rightest thing in the world. You know,
no, that's great. I very much appreciate his action, but
I respect him for doing that.
I can see a shank being passed around and somebody getting done.
But now, he ain't trustworthy now. Like I got to give him respect, but at the same time, like, I'm going to stab him in the back when we're in the shower together.
When you're done with him. But seriously, though, like, would you make him part of your organization after that? Even though you agree with
I couldn't.
Exactly.
I couldn't.
I want a guy. Yeah, I'm gonna get a job.
I guess you kind of do need secrets, right? Like, there's some level of secrecy that has to happen, you know.
Yeah, sure.
I think.
No, certainly. No, it has to be. I mean, I think the people that have the secrets are, you know, misguided, and they do believe they're doing the right thing, and, you know, protecting capitalism, you know, people at the CIA and shit like that. So, I mean, secrets do need to be, you know, you can't let everything out the bag. Can't
well,
be
yeah,
told.
I mean, there. Secrets, you know, the secrets about the U.S. spying on its own citizens, that kind of shit needs to be.
that needs to be
out there.
Because it's illegal. It's illegal. You know, the secrets of the pyramid, now that they should release.
Yeah, or the secrets of the secret files of the JFK assassination. They should release that.
What about those? There's
that
a guy
should be
on
released.
My Facebook. A guy on my Facebook who's very, like, claimed to be an anarchist, very kind of like anti-cop, and this and that, and believes in all that conspiracy theory shit. Pyramids and there being aliens out there and shit.
Like ancient aliens?
Yep. That's, you know, some people that he knew who were, like, in Afghanistan or Iraq who were soldiers, they saw some alien tech, and I think that's how he called it, too. And, it's out there. And somebody was like, who had family out there, like a brother or something, was like, well, my family member never said anything about crazy, stupid shit like that. And he was like, oh, well, just because it's your family member means that they're right and not my friend. You know, why is, you know, your source more valid than mine? I was just like, what is wrong with this person? Like, it's weird. And so Bruce is friends with him as well. I private messaged Bruce. I'm like, yeah, what's up with dude? You know, like, he's weird now. Like, what's up?
That's not that kid Martin, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he should be into conspiracy theories because now we're talking about him on a radio show, on a nationally syndicated radio show.
Wow. Nationally syndicated, I know. We technically we're big
I don't even
man.
Know what
we've
that
made
means.
Do you actually?
I mean, we are.
We're
international. We're international.
Didn't we get a couple more likes this week from India?
Did you? You didn't see the posts I posted on the Facebook page, did you?
On the
for this show?
No.
On the questionable intelligence report page. Well, I'm going to read it to you because I'm just fed up.
The manifesto.
I'm
going to
read it to you.
As long as the manifesto.
I said, come listen to our shit, you Pakistani fucks, instead of just liking our goddamn page like an errant turd on a collective fucking ass hairs. You suck.
That's the end. I see. Did you get... it would be great if you got a like or two from...
Nope, no likes. Not one.
No likes. Let's see. My God.
We got 8 new likes this week.
Oh, really? Are you kidding me? That's insane.
You know, 8 new likes from people in that region, in India and Pakistan. You motherfuckers. You're not even listening to this, but fuck you. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
We should get, like, watch their news and just do like, and I think I mentioned the India report or the India Pakistan report.
But I don't want to.
No.
No, you won't even do that kind of work for our show. You won't even put in that kind of effort for our show. You won't even watch something American to bring up a topic for this show. Why would you ever watch something Indian?
Like, I don't know.
You can't even bring yourself to come up with a fucking topic for this show. Why would you do it for the Indians?
Maybe that is a topic that I'm coming up with. How about that? We get
you basically just call in on this phone and hope for the best. That's and you know what? And when and if it goes south, you just go to sleep. That's what you do on the show. If you call in, hope for the best. If it does, if it's too fucking retarded, you just go to sleep.
I fall asleep when you guys start talking about me and how I fall asleep. So
that's not even remotely true.
No, I guess not.
No, you just it doesn't matter. We just get into some kind of rhythm that you don't have to contribute to, and you're just like, oh, you know, you guys are handling it. It's just
you guys are doing well. All right. It's also sometimes chaotic when it's four of us and we're trying to talk over each other.
I know, and you're the least willing to put that effort in. That's also what it comes down to.
That's what it does come down to. I think if we were in a studio and we're all talking, it'd be a little better. Let's get a studio going. Actual microphone.
Yeah, let's do that. We can't even get the people who are on the show to show up for it.
Another thing is, talking on cell phones are kind of laggy. If we were talking on landlines calling in, that's better. But who has a landline anymore?
Nobody. That's who. Nobody's got a fucking landline anymore. I'm fucking pissed at Christy. She texted me a whole thing about what we're going to do on this show, and then I do it, and then she doesn't show up for it.
Unbelievable.
Fucking bitch. I'm going to text her that, too. I'm going to text her. Yo, I'm pissed at you. Not that that's going to do anything. She's just going to be like, yeah, well, whatever.
You got to give her that much. She has a, whatever, dude, attitude. Gets her through. And what was the mixed thing? Where is he? He's in the city. His phone's dying.
I think his wife bought a wedding dress, and they're, like, hanging out in the city, and he didn't plan ahead, so his phone is dead. And
I see. A mess.
Domestic bullshit.
When is that scheduled? When are we rocking that one out?
What are we doing?
We're rocking that wedding. When is that? When are we going to rock that wedding?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you remember what month it is?
Nope. I think it's next year sometime.
No, I
know it is.
Yeah. Summer, or I thought it was like September or something. I wasn't entirely sure.
I don't know. I'll get the date for you so you can save it.
Thank you.
I mean, you're supposed to get an invitation. You are actually invited to the wedding. You're not going as my guest. You are actually invited to the wedding.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you. What I was going to say was that I was going to buy a white dress myself, but if I'm invited, then...
All right. I think we're going to end the show right here. We got a minute left, and I just don't care anymore.
It's dead. The horse is dead.
Dead. Show's dead. Dead show. Good show. Good show tonight. Good show.
Hey. What's your favorite PlayStation 4 game right now? Hello?
What is that with you? What is that joke? What is that?
I don't know.
What do you keep coming back to that for? I don't get it.
Because I want a PlayStation 4. I have to fucking rob somebody on the street.
Yeah. Do that. I'll help you. I swear to God, you want to rob somebody, I'm your man, dude. I will do it with you.
I fucking pull a job, dude. What about that? It's a job. You know, we can't get into the details right now, but there's a mask or two that we have, you know what I mean? That we can...